Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know by now this is one of my favorite times of the week. And you also know I've brought along one of my favorite guys.
Good evening, Carolyn. Good evening, everyone. Hope you are all well and looking forward to a fun show. I know I am. I think it's going to be quite fascinating.
I'm so glad you decided to answer me. I figure one of these days you're going to be quiet.
All right. See, you keep looking for it, I will.
I'm going to sit here twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah, I can imagine. You'll be stuck for words for about, oh, 2 seconds at most.
We intend to have fun tonight, and we intend that everybody that listens to this show tonight has fun also. If you get our email talking about the show, you'll know that tonight is something that I consider very interesting. We have done a program that's called Journey to the Other Side, and there are amazing individuals who have come forth and have given a lesson. And we brought along two of those tonight. One is Archangel Shamiel, and the other is the Earth Guardians. And they each have done an installment, and Archangel Shamiel is lesson 9 in that program. And I just think you're going to be so interested in what they have to say. Richard, would you just be kind enough to tell people if they choose to order this where they can find it on our website?
Yes, it's if you go to the 2012 Countdown website, you will find there a page. You'll see the menu at the top, and in about the middle on the top line, there's an item there called Journey to Other Side. It misses the out because it gets too long in there. And if you just click on that link, you will see the page which talks about Journey to the Other Side and shares some people's experiences with that course and so on.
That's great. Thank you. Now, Archangel Shamiel starts out his lesson by saying, "I am the Archangel of Love." Well, you know how I love love. I think most of the people who are listening love love. So they're going to be very interested to find out what Archangel Shamiel has to say. And if you're familiar with our radio program, you know we bring individuals forth from the other side and we ask questions. You have the ability to ask questions also, which is really great. And Richard, I have to tell you, this takes great talent. He connects with them, he talks to you about the energy that he feels. And in this case, we have Archangel Shamiel. And so if you listen to what Richard says, and call forth quietly Archangel Shamiel and place into your third eye what you might think that an Archangel of Love might look like. You will be closer to feeling his vibrations. And that's what we try to do on this show, that the people that we bring forth, you are able to feel them emotionally and vibrationally. Hopefully, you can feel both. And if you concentrate on this, you should at least feel one of them. So, Richard, do your thing, dear. Call forth Archangel Shamiel and tell us what his energy might feel like, the Archangel of Love.
Yes, I've not worked with Archangel Shamiel in this way before, and I experience him, perhaps unsurprisingly, very centrally, very much focused in the heart center. And well, it might sound simplistic to say that I experience him as that role, that is, I experience him as love. There are other beings that come forth that I experience as love. I mentioned that Michael Jackson is very much like that, and I experience there is a difference between those two, even though they are both essentially expressions of love, there is a fullness to Archangel Shamil. It's like the energy fills the heart center, and it is a powerful energy. There is in Michael's energy a lightness to it, you might say. This doesn't have that lightness. This is a much stronger, central, powerful love energy as I experience it. Very clear, very uncluttered. It's a beautiful love energy.
That's beautiful, Richard. Thank you. It's good to have this sense of what you are feeling with Archangel Shamil. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are not familiar with him, and so this is really wonderful. And as usual, Archangel Shamil has a message that he wishes to give the audience who listen to this show. So what does Archangel Shamil wish to share with our listeners?
Well, let's see. I have no idea what he wishes to say. I guess we're going to find out. My dear friends, it is a wonderful opportunity to connect with all of you in this way. It is not something that I have done before. And indeed, I am one of those archangels which is less well known, you might say, to humanity. Those that have been aware of me for the most part in your more recent traditions are those of the Jewish traditions, because they do have references to me and connections to me. However, my connection is not just with the Jewish people. It is a connection that I carry for all of humanity. Indeed, it is not just for humanity that I carry this connection. However, my carrying this for humanity is the focus of my work with you here tonight. And it is with great joy that I come forth and communicate with you in this way, because you are all living in a time when the role of love is becoming very much more to the forefront. You might say love has been to a large degree overridden, downtrodden by those of the dark over the last 13 or so thousand years upon your planet. It has been a time of great darkness where love has been almost eclipsed by fear and those energies and forces and experiences that go with fear. And as the energies of the Eye of Isis are coming to the planet, these energies are accelerating greatly the experience of love upon the planet, and they are contributing to the awakening process that is occurring. Most of humanity is unaware of the mix of energies that flow to the planet at any given time. And they are a complex blend, which for the most part are indeed below the awareness of humanity in general. And those who are sensitive to energies coming to the planet, for the most part, do not have the discrimination to distinguish between particular kinds of energies. And I will say to you that there are many types of energies that are coming forth with the energies of the Eye of Isis. I will take a moment to explain the Eye of Isis, because many of you listening to this radio show may not understand what this is. The Eye of Isis is what you might consider a searchlight, a beacon of energy which is sent forth from the center of the cosmos. And this beacon of energy travels like a searchlight around the cosmos, bathing a particular area of the cosmos in its energies. And those energies will drive transformations in the area of that searchlight. In one sense, it represents a direct connection between those beings and those expressions of consciousness of all types, including planets and galaxies and so on, which fall within that searchlight, a direct connection back to all there is in the center of the cosmos. Under normal circumstances, energies flow through many gateways to reach, for example, your solar system. They are sent forth. They come to your galaxy. They then come from galactic center through several stars to reach your sun, and then from your sun they are sent forth to your planet. This is a long and tortuous path. It takes time, and there are limits as to what energies can be sent forth in this manner. And so when the Eye of Isis is present, it allows very direct energies to be sent from the center of the cosmos, from all there is to a particular location. And it is like the focus of all there is turned to that particular location. And so there is also a greater awareness of all there is of this particular area. So these are some elements of what is known as the Eye of Isis. And it passes by a particular area of the cosmos quite infrequently. And so the last time this beacon of energy was present in your area was before your planet had cooled. And so it is before humanity was present, and indeed organic life forms were present upon the planet of any type. And so, as you can see, this is not a frequent event. And these energies began to come to the planet when the energies of what is known to your scientists as supernova 1987A began to arrive, of course, in that year of 1987. And as you may understand, nothing is ever destroyed energetically. And so what represents what you might consider a breakdown, an explosion, a destruction in one area of the cosmos acts in a manner to serve different purposes in another area of the cosmos. And so that event was timed to, you might say, provide driving energies for the Eye of Isis as it has come to your planet. And I will also mention that the soul that incarnated as the one you know as Pope John Paul II, who left your planet in recent years, the monad of that individual has the task of shepherding the Eye of Isis around the cosmos, and that is why he chose to incarnate in that time. So he was connected with the human experience, the earth experience, as he was fulfilling his mission. You might think I have diverted a long way from the subject of love, but in truth, that is not so. Because, as I mentioned, the Eye of Isis is acting to bring great doses of love back to the planet. And as you may understand, all things are created from the energy of love. You might say the background energy field is fundamentally an expression of love, a powerful love force, although it is undifferentiated. And when we come to the energies coming forth from the Eye of Isis, they are specific, they are focused, they are directed, and those energies are driving change upon your planet. They are assisting with the awakening of humanity, and they are assisting with the clearing of the dense, dark energies that have been present upon your planet for this time since the fall in Atlantis. And so you might say, I have a great interest in this time as it is unfolding upon your planet. As these love energies come forth, I have an active role in the overseeing of how these love energies come forth to the planet. And so my role has been very active with planet Earth since 1987 in particular of your time, as these energies have been building up. And so even though humanity has not been aware of it, I have had a very active role in seeing this preparation for the ascension process, which will be with you early next year. And so I wish to give you this background so you could begin to understand a little more of who I am and what I have been doing and my involvement with humanity in recent years.
Thank you, Archangel Shamil, and thank you, Richard, for bringing this message forth. We're going to take some questions from our listeners, but before we do, I just want to mention that his lesson in Journey to the Other Side talks a lot about DNA, how the Elohim created humanity and gave them perfect DNA, and what had happened to the DNA over this long period of time. It's extremely fascinating. So for now, we're going to go to line 3, and Maggie has a question for Archangel Shamil. Maggie, welcome.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you, if your name is Maggie.
I'm Maggie, but I didn't think I was asking you a question. Okay. Okay. Wow. I'm very happy to be here and listening to this conversation. I'm so intrigued at this. Okay. Where are we going from here? I was just watching the political debates, which I think it's all just an illusion. I want to know what in the world is going on in this world. Please, somebody help me understand where this
what's
going
on
is
in the
going.
What, Maggie? Just a hold up, because I didn't hear what you said. What's going on in the what? I missed that.
What's going on with our country?
You mean
what is really
U.S.
happening here?
And you're talking about politically?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you want to know where the U.S. is going politically presently, and we'll see what Archangel Shamil has to say about that.
Thank you.
This is not something I would normally get involved in because my focus tends to be rather more broadly based, as I have described. However, it does not mean that I am unaware of the other details of what is unfolding in your particular consciousness. And I will say to you that to focus on the politics of your country, to focus on the Democrats versus the Republicans and so on, which you are so deeply encouraged to focus on, is to miss the point. Because the two political parties in your country, just as they are in most democratic countries of the world, are simply the show puppets, the shadow puppets that you take to be real. You take this game of democracy as being real, and you are encouraged to argue vehemently for one side or the other, to support one side over the other, and to argue with your friends and so on about which is better or which is worse. And in truth, it is no different from you arguing vehemently for the success of your football team. It is no less of a distraction from the truth of things which is unfolding on your planet, because in truth, both sides of politics are controlled by those who truly control the power upon your planet. And most of humanity is completely unaware of this. But this is about to change, dear ones. This is about to change. It is part of the changes which will come forth in your experience in this special calendar year of 2012.
Thank you, Archangel Shamil, for the answer, and thank you, Maggie, for the question. Take care.
Thank you. That was true. Thank you.
Now we're going to go to line 4 and speak with Maria.
Maria? Hello, hello, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? I would like to ask, I would like to be a contribution during this shifting times on our planet, and I wanted to ask the Archangel, looking at me from the inner perspective, what am I able to contribute that would assist others at this time? How can I be of help during this time with whatever gifts I may have?
Thank you, Maria. I think that's a question that a lot of people would like an answer for if they are serious-minded about change in the spiritual life. We're going to ask Archangel Shamil what Maria can do in particular, and perhaps this might work also with how humanity in general could be of assistance.
My dear Maria, it is no accident that you ask this question. As has been explained on this radio show by others, the work, for the most part, that these two are currently engaged in is to draw to them those who have come to assist closely with this work. And so it is, dear one, that you are one of those that came forth to assist with this work. You are indeed one of those incarnated cherubim angels that is here to assist with this work. And so I encourage you to contact Richard by email, give him your details, and open a further conversation with him about this. And so my answer to you is a specific answer rather than a generic answer. And really, the generic answer for humanity is that as events unfold during this year, to connect with the understandings that begin to come forth, to embrace these changes within your own lives, and to recognize that this fundamental shift which is emerging is something that you actually knew about before you came. That even though it seems such a shock to you, on a deeper level, you truly are and have been aware of this for a long, long time. And so the major step that humanity in general needs to take is to raise their focus from the issues I mentioned to the last caller and that is take your focus off the shadow puppets. Take your focus off the television programs, the football games. It is not where humanity needs to focus. These things have been set up as distractions, so you do not look at yourself and who and what you are. But these ruses will begin to dissolve as the truth of this preparation unfolds. And so my message to humanity in general is to embrace these changes as they begin to emerge, to go within and to recognize these truths bubbling up from within, and to begin your own preparation for this special, special time in which you find yourselves.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Archangel Shamil. Well, Maria, I bet you didn't expect that answer, did you?
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful for the answer. I'm very grateful.
Well, we're glad to be able to bring that to you, Maria. Thank you. We are going to move to the second group of beings that are working with the lessons of Journey to the Other Side, because we really don't have enough time to get into what Archangel Shamil talks about with regards to DNA. Actually, we could work with him for the whole hour. What he has to say about DNA is really fascinating. Now, the next group that is coming, you might say, to the spotlight here are the Earth Guardians. And so those of you listening to this show might not be aware of who the Earth Guardians are, the role that they play, or their message. So, Richard, would you be kind enough to call forth the Earth Guardians, and so that the people who listen to this program can feel close to their energy, describe them, if you would.
The energy of the Earth Guardians is very different indeed. And perhaps it is because it is not just one, but perhaps a group that has come forth. Those listening may not be aware that whilst Carolyn is able to see into other dimensions, I, at this stage, don't have that ability, so I only feel these beings and hear what they have to say to me. But what I experience is quite a broad energetic experience. It's like it's spread across a spectrum. Strong, powerful energies. I sense a lot of wisdom in their energy. But it's really spread from left to right in quite a broad spectrum. Again, quite a strong energy, clear energy, but I would describe it as quite a masculine energy that I experience. I don't know, that's probably all I can constructively say.
That's beautiful, Richard, and thank you. What I see here is a relatively large group, and like you say, there is great wisdom, and they're very secure in their understanding of things that work, how the earth is constructed, and I guess we'll let them give the message first and talk more about this. So if you would be kind enough, Richard, to bring forth their information that they have prepared for people who are listening today.
I wish to say to you all, as I come forth as a representative of our group, that firstly, this indeed is a special time upon your planet, as many have said. And in many ways, it is a culmination of work that our group has been doing for a long time. We, as Earth Guardians, have been present with the planet since its formation. And so we have understood the role from the very beginning that Earth was to undertake in terms of being the trigger for this ascension process across the entire cosmos and indeed beyond, and acting as a trigger for other processes such as the ending of the cycle of the dark. It is difficult to explain completely to you how these seemingly incredibly diverse agendas and requirements that extend even beyond your cosmos could actually be triggered by an event unfolding upon planet Earth. There is an interconnectedness with all things, not just within this cosmos, but indeed beyond it. And so you might say consciousness extends to interconnect and to touch all things. And so these things can be planned that are of such monumental proportions that they go beyond even this cosmos when they are triggered in this manner. And I will say to you that this event that is about to unfold in your experience at the end of this calendar year, this December 2012 solstice, is a powerful, powerful event indeed. It is what you might consider to be a black hole in time, where so many timelines are drawn through this singularity in time. And in so doing, it draws together the activities of so many that have tried to manipulate life, tried to manipulate this cosmos and indeed beyond it for their own ends. And this singularity, because of its nature, forces all of this to come together in this moment, in this singularity. And in so doing, sweeps away the impact of their interference. And in so doing, sets the stage for the unfolding of not only ascension upon your planet, but indeed an ascension experience throughout your entire cosmos. And so I share this with you because when we were asked to come forth to be the guardians of planet Earth, we understood that this moment would arrive. We understood that indeed the planning of this event was actually in place before the planet was ever created. This event that you see as this December 21st, 2012 solstice, this date that the Mayan calendar points to, is an event that indeed was aligned in your consciousness, in your timelines, to be in alignment with this singularity. This might seem hard for you to understand, but indeed the journey of all of you has been with this understanding, even though as you live in this consciousness upon this beautiful planet, you have come with your memories erased, and so you do not remember these things. Yet before you came into this incarnation, you were fully cognizant of all that will unfold in this time. And so I have taken a moment to explain this to you in this way, so that you firstly understand our perspective on this time, and secondly, so that you begin to understand that we have, in our own way, overseen the unfolding of events. We have stood in support of that beautiful consciousness that you know of as Gaia, to assist her in her precious role as the consciousness of this beautiful planet. And it has been a challenging journey for all of us, because we watched the coming forth of the dark and their attempts to take over this beautiful planet. And their level of success has been beyond what we indeed expected when we took on this role. The period of darkness that has been upon the planet for this last 13 or so thousand years has been more comprehensive than we ever imagined. The level of interference that the dark have undertaken with the planet on so many levels to seek to counteract the impact of this singularity that approaches you has been truly extraordinary. But I will say that much of this has already been cleared away. And indeed, we stand in support of the completion of that work, and we stand in support of this time of preparation for humanity, which is about to unfold in the coming months. And so I wished to bring all of this forth to you so that you begin to get a sense of who we are and where we stand, and the support that we offer to all of you in your own ways as you begin this preparation process in earnest.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Earth Guardians. I have a question. It's a very elementary question, and it's so elementary you might even be wondering why I ask it, but I ask it because people have such, different ideas about things, and many of their ideas just are not accurate. And so I would like to ask you, how would you describe ascension? What would be your input as to that, what that process means?
I will answer this question from perhaps a number of perspectives. The first part of my answer is in relation to humanity. And in simple terms, I will say that there was a time when the, you might say, spiritual development of humanity was at a far greater level than it currently is. And that was in times before the fall in Atlantis. And I use those terms because there have been several, what you might call, civilizations, perhaps, though this is a very limited term, perhaps experiments in consciousness might be a better term. And the two that are perhaps best known in your spiritual history are Atlantis and Lemuria. There are others which precede Lemuria, but for the purposes of this conversation, it is a good place to start. And so Lemuria was a time when beings were, for the most part, simply present in their energy bodies. There was not the hard particles of physical form that became an aspect of the Atlantean civilization. And many that were present in the time of Lemuria chose to leave with their experiences intact, you might say, choosing not to participate in the Atlantean experience because they understood that the interference of the dark was to come forth and they did not wish to share in that experience. And so in many ways, the time of Atlantis was a time where not only was this great spiritual power present, but indeed the abilities of a perfected physical form was also present. And this made abilities available to Atlanteans that the Lemurians did not have. The ability to work with matter, to bring forth expressions of creation, to materialize whatever they wished when they understood how to do this, is far greater than when you have a physical body with which to work because of the inherent abilities in that physical frame. And the wondrous abilities which are programmed into the extraordinary DNA that humanity has. And when I talk about the DNA of humanity, I'm not just speaking of the two active DNA strands that you have today, but indeed the entire DNA pool, which in the time of Atlantis represented over 2,000 active strands, only some of which was in the physical, the remainder being in the etheric, and which will return to you as you pass through these wondrous times that are about to join you. And so, in a sense, you might look at ascension for humanity as being a time of returning to those great powers that existed at the time of Atlantis. And I will say to you, indeed, the human experience will go beyond that in some powerful, powerful ways. And so, in a sense, your experience of linear time will dissolve because you will once more become aware of the past, present, and future as being all present at the same time. In other words, you will return to the experience of the now and be able to directly experience the past and the future at will and experiment with these things and change the past to impact your current present moment and indeed the unfolding of your future. This is what all souls outside of this human experience are able to do, and this ability will return to you. More particularly, again, the ability to create from the formless will come forth. In the time of Atlantis, individuals needed to gather energies from the powerful red energies coming forth from the crystals. With ascension, this ability will be present for all souls simply working with the background energies, provided they wish what they wish to create is not harmful to others. And there are many other abilities that will come forth. This is not a time to get deeply into that. However, this in essence will be the ascension experience for humanity. For the planet, planet Earth, it will be a time when the planet returns to a pristine form where so much of the damage that has been done to your beautiful planet will be corrected, it will be healed, it will be as if like magic that this damage will be dissolved, it will not be present upon the new earth. And so you'll be able to work with the planet from a completely different perspective where things can be renewed, where you will have energy for whatever purpose you require it available to you, whether it be for powering vehicles or for heating your homes and lighting your homes. These things will be much more readily available. And so the experience of the planet itself and those upon it will be very different indeed. And so this is the perspective of humanity and the planet. But for us, the perspective of ascension goes beyond this, and in ways this has been expressed by others coming forth. It has been described that, in a sense, consciousness can be looked at from two fundamentally different perspectives. That is, within your cosmos, looking from the perspective of all there is outwards to all creation, down through the dimensions, to your dimension, which is perhaps the lowest dimension where souls can exist as you currently do. And in another way, it can be viewed from the bottom up, where all creation, all consciousness within this cosmos rests upon its lowest point, which from the perspective of a soul is the consciousness that exists upon your planet. And so when the base of consciousness that exists upon your planet is lifted up, so too the entire vase is lifted up. And so this uplift in consciousness upon planet Earth will trigger an uplift in consciousness across the entire cosmos. And so this ascension event upon planet Earth is far more wide-reaching than most that are aware of ascension understand. And so this would be my answer to your question.
Thank you for your beautiful answer. And Richard, thank you for bringing that forth. Hetty is on line 3. Hi, Hetty. What's your question, dear?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Richard. Yes, I do have a question for the Earth Keepers. It's in regard to the strange sounds that are being heard around the globe in the sky and in the earth. Is this a message from Mother Gaia, and is she trying to tell us something?
Well, we will ask, and I thank you for your question, Hetty. That's a beautiful question. So, Richard, did the Earth Guardians hear this? Hetty asked about the sounds.
So. Let us see what they have to say. There are many sounds which will come into the audible range or seemingly audible range of humanity throughout this year. And these are vibrations that are assisting with the preparation of the planet and indeed all upon it. And so I would not describe it as a message from Gaia. Rather, I would describe it as some of the evidence that will come into growing numbers of humanity's awareness as this time proceeds through this year. It is, you might say, noises of the building works that are going on, the preparations that are being undertaken. And so do not give them too much concern or focus. Simply acknowledge them for what they are, the energies of preparation of the building works that are going on many levels within the consciousness of the planet and those upon it.
Thank you for your answer, and Richard, you bring
thank
it
you.
Forth. And Hetty, thank you so much for your question. We have
thank
another.
Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. We have another caller, Kenneth, but we're up to the hour, and we really can't take your question. So we would be happy if you would call in another time and ask it. Richard, it's amazing just how fast an hour goes.
Indeed.
So I'd like to thank you so much for what you have done, and the Earth Guardians and Archangel Shamil. In that lesson 10, which the Earth Guardians work with, they talk about some very fascinating information about strings, the string theory, how it works. It is just, we would have so many questions that we would ask of them. But we really can't get into it now because of the time frame. So, Richard, like I said, we're at the end of the hour. I would like to thank you for your service. Thank Archangel Shamil and the Earth Guardians. And it is time for us to say adios for this day, this show.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for your beautiful work. And again, I also thank Archangel Shamil and the Earth Guardians for coming forth. And thank you to those of you that called in to add your piece to the puzzle. Thank you.
Good night. Goodbye for now. Until next time, this is Carolyn Evers.
And Richard. Good night, everyone.
Good night, dear.